It's Wednesday, October 14th. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. This is InfoWars Nightly News. Let's take a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, fly the friendly skies. A commercial airliner that normally caters to tourists will now fly migrants directly from the Middle East to Sweden. In the latest example of how the European welfare state is rolling out the red carpet for refugees. Then, nothing to see here. No worries. This is probably just a pep rally. Although residents from this town in Germany are a little concerned over massed migrants with sticks and pipes chanting Allah Allah Akbar. And it's about time. A Democrat calls out hypocrite politicians with armed guards.
There are people at high levels in this government who have bodyguards. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Top story tonight on Infowars.com. New airline to fly migrants directly into Sweden. A commercial airliner that normally caters for tourists will fly migrants directly from the Middle East to Sweden in the latest example of how the European welfare haven is rolling out the red carpet for refugees, the vast majority of whom aren't even from Syria. And this is basically reported out of Spicer. It's also on STV, the Swedish top public broadcaster. Ahmad Zand and Suzanne Najafi have started the airline Refugee Air to fly refugees from camps in the Middle East directly to Sweden where they can seek asylum. The planes used to transport the migrants are usually reserved for tourists traveling to and from Scandinavia, but will be repurposed. And so basically these migrants, they promise us, will be vetted to assure that they're genuine, legitimate migrants. But as we know from the reports coming out of the people smugglers, large numbers of these migrants aren't even from Syria. They're economic refugees, economic migrants fleeing to a higher standard of living. And the UN's own figures, the UN's own numbers that were published a few weeks ago, concluded that only one in five are actually Syrian. So we're being sold this whole humanitarian crisis on the basis that the overwhelming majority of these refugees are fleeing ISIS, they're fleeing war, they're fleeing persecution. That's only true for one in five. And even of those one in five, many are committing fraud by claiming to be Syrian, producing fake documents given to them by these people smugglers who they pay thousands of dollars to get to Europe. So as many cultural commenters have noted, Sweden is basically committing cultural suicide. 80,000 migrants have already entered Sweden since the 1st of September. And the police say that half of those have gone underground. That's just since the 1st of September. 40,000 migrants have disappeared into the underground in Sweden. And why do they say that they're committing cultural suicide? Well, it's because top politicians in Sweden are now openly calling for jobs, for welfare, for free housing, not only to be given to migrants, but to be given to returning ISIS jihadists. This is the liberal basket case that is Sweden, and it's only going to get worse on the back of this policy. Of course, last month we reported how a top Swedish bishop in Stockholm, Sweden, is calling for crosses, Christian iconography, to be removed and replaced with Muslim symbols, again, to appease the migrants that are flowing into that country. Housing, there's a huge housing shortage in Sweden, and yet residents are being told to turn over their garages to house these migrants. They're also the country's taxpayer-funded expert. This is completely insane, and again, it illustrates the liberal radical basket case that is Sweden. The country's taxpayer-funded expert on Islamophobia went on to join ISIS. And now they're saying that these ISIS radicals can come into the country, get free welfare, get free jobs, all taxpayer paid for, and now direct flights, which were used for tourists, are now going to be used to bring in these migrants, of course, many of whom aren't even legitimate Syrian refugees. Moving on to our next story now. Tiny German village forced to accept 1,000 migrants. Officials mystified by complaints. This is out of Breitbart.com. Villagers in a tiny rural area of Lower Saxony in Germany are demanding answers after it transpired that their village, with a population of just a few hundred, will be forced to accept 1,000 migrants due to Angela Merkel's decision to throw open her country's borders. And so basically the mayor in this tiny town of just a few hundred people was shocked to discover that the residents of that village would even have a problem in the first place with over 1,000 migrants, and that's just the initial number arriving, you know, without any concerns whatsoever. This is basically 300 people in a tiny village in Germany. A packed public meeting was held last night in this village called Sumte to discuss local concerns over the migrant influx, and Spiegel Online reports that it didn't go well. And that's not a big surprise. The town hall was the venue. It began with the mayor and local officials expressing utter surprise that anyone could possibly be worried by so many newcomers. Like they thought that people wouldn't have a problem with this. Imagine if you lived in a village of 300 people. You know, people have lived there for generations. It's remained the same. Their culture has remained untouched. And this could go for Germany. It could go for any other European country. It could go for any country in the Middle East. If you flood a village of 300 people with 1,000 people from a completely different culture, many of whom don't even speak the same language, then obviously there are going to be problems. There are going to be people concerned about that. But again, don't dare criticize it if you're a German citizen on social media, on Facebook, because the German government, in concert with Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, have literally hired ex-Stasi officials to hunt down dissent, to censor online criticism of these kind of policies, and in extreme cases, maybe even have their children taken. So this is the situation in Germany right now. And the local officials are, you know, perplexed about the fact that people would even be up in arms about this, would even have a problem with it in the first place. Absolutely ludicrous. And again, as we saw in Sweden, Germany is committing cultural suicide. And this ties into our next story out of Infowars.com. Video: masked migrants chanting Allah Akbar rally in Germany with sticks and pipes. Let's look at an example of some of these tolerant migrants who will be arriving into Europe. Let's take a look at this clip. So there you see an illustration of some of the migrants arriving in Europe, in Sweden, in Germany, where again the local officials are completely mystified that anyone would have a problem with this. Now, of course, not all the migrants are like that, but as we've documented on Infowars.com, the behavior of some of these migrants is not being covered by the mainstream media. BBC, all these different networks, will show the migrants arriving, for example, in German train stations, you know, with the tolerant liberals applauding and cheering them as they arrive. What they don't show is footage like that They don't show migrants robbing Hungarians at a train station in Budapest. They don't show migrants rampaging and rioting through towns, you know, as they tear down lampposts and all manner of other things. That's not what they want you to see, because they need you to be tolerant, again, while many of these migrants are completely intolerant. So again, would you be comfortable with those kind of people moving into your town? And in some cases, as we just mentioned, moving into a village of basically 300 people, 1,000 of them, especially given these reports that we've covered out of migrant camps in Germany of them raping women and children. Not only raping German women and children, but other migrants within the camps. And that ties into our next story out of the Daily Mail. The English village being overwhelmed by migrants as dozens arrive every day. An English village has been left overwhelmed by asylum seekers, residents complained last night. Longford in West London is fast becoming a transit camp for migrants from Calais, with dozens arriving on coaches every day and being transferred to houses, according to locals. And here's the testimony of one of the locals who's lived there for a long time, Ray, 85, who lost his wife 4 years ago and has lived in the village for 50 years, said, quote, "I've got them either side of me. So they meet, they have conversations in the middle of my front garden." And you see from the pictures here, they're basically hanging around with in people's gardens, having conversations. They're congregating in large groups outside local pubs, outside local shops. And people are basically afraid to go anywhere near them. So it's killing business in this local village. They're basically just sitting on people's walls, you know, walking around their gardens. Because again, like in Sweden, like in Germany, there's no integration policy whatsoever. They're just letting these hordes flow in. You know, no language training, no integration, and it's going to cause massive social upheaval. And again, the point is, as you can see from those images, most of them are black. They're from Africa, okay? There's virtually no black people in Syria. So these aren't Syrian refugees. So why are we being fed this narrative over and over again that these are Syrian refugees when they're not? They're economic migrants fleeing to a higher standard of living. And now in Germany, in Sweden, people are finally beginning to raise whimpers of dissent against them. And the local officials, again, are just mystified. Like, how could they even consider that this might be a problem in the first place? Well, it is a problem, especially given the reports out of the Gatestone Institute, which we've covered, which show that in these migrant camps, not only are they making complaints about, you know, slow Wi-Fi and poor food, but there are many cases of rapes in these camps of the other migrants entering those camps. And it's being covered up by the media, by the police in Germany. Germany's top broadcaster, ARD, they had a Crime Watch style series where one of the cases was these migrants going out and raping somebody, or at least a suspect in a rape. They refused to broadcast the story because they said it could upset the migrants coming into the camps. Again, no concern for the actual rape victims, both the migrants within the camps and the local population. And the police, we've confirmed, are covering up cases of rape in Germany because they don't want to, quote, give ammunition to critics of mass immigration. So it's not about protecting the victims of rape. It's about steering this narrative. And now that that information is slowly beginning to seep out, people are becoming really concerned about this. So we're going to stay on top of this. We're going to tell you what the media is not telling you. More news coming up after the break, but Hillary Clinton will be in town tomorrow. She's visiting San Antonio, and we're going to be there to cover it. Here's Joe Biggs and Alex Jones with more information.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here with Joe Biggs. Now, we were going to be covering Donald Trump coming to San Antonio tomorrow to speak to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, but Trump had a big fallout, a big fight, so he's not going. Hillary Clinton's going to be there. And they're just invoking that it's racist if you want to have any border at all. Well, Mexico has a tighter border with Guatemala than any other country in this hemisphere. 1 year hard labor if they catch somebody sneaking in. So countries have borders. And it's just, it's total political correct mind control to do this. So now that Hillary's going to be there, Joe Biggs is going to be there covering it. Now, this is short notice. but you can just Google. We're going to post under this as well the address of where they're meeting. We've got the article right here out of BuzzFeed, and we're going to, again, add the address below this here on YouTube. Try to get out there at 11 a.m. That's when she arrives. It goes until about 2 o'clock. And just let folks know that it's not racist to have a border. What's racist or beyond racism is to say we've got to pay for anybody, whether they're from Germany, China, the Middle East, Mexico, wherever. The biggest group of immigrants now is Chinese. Yeah. And the biggest group is 10,000 women a month coming here to have their baby and have it all paid for. Well, I'm not against Chinese people. I fight so China has liberty and freedoms. So they don't sell their political dissidents organs. It's just crazy. We're here to stand up against this. So I'll be live on the radio /TV, Infowars.com, covering it 11 to 2. Joe's going to be out there with his Hillary for Prison t-shirt. Product placement available at Infowarsstore.com. Your purchase makes it possible to have reporters like this. So, Joe, what are you planning to do out there? I know it's short notice, but you want to get folks rallied, at least, you know, 20, 30, 40 people that are Infowars in San Antonio to come out and join you. Where are you going
to
be?
Well, right here, if you go to, 12:30 tomorrow, the historic Sunset Station. So first you're gonna have a Q&A with the Hispanic Chamber. That's gonna start at 11 a.m. Then she's gonna have her own event. That's gonna move over to the historic Sunset Station at 12:30. So I wanna encourage everyone to come out. This will basically be like a, anti-Hillary flash mob. Everyone come out if you got your, Hillary for Prison t-shirt on.
Anti-Hillary flash mob, San Antonio.
Yep. So come out tomorrow, be in support of that, show that you don't like her, that you don't want her to be president, because she keeps flip-flopping on everything, she's evil, she lies about everything, and we're sick and tired of her. Let her see how the American public truly feels about her.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
There's no doubt that our country is in serious trouble right now. And if you're wondering how on earth we ever got in this situation, well, I'll tell you how. When the Democrats showed their true colors, you got angry and you elected Republicans. And then when the Republicans showed their true colors, you got angry and elected Democrats. And when anyone suggested to you that both parties were corrupt, and that neither side were looking out for your best interest, you acted like they were crazy. But the real definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That's why it is vitally important that you wake up, America, and break the matrix. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it, InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Featured story on InfoWars.com, and this was also picked up by the Drudge Report today. EU diplomat: my government believes Obama is quite mentally unwell. This is by Steve Watson, a former NSA intelligence analyst, has claimed that a senior European diplomat told him that the entire government of a European country considers President Obama to be literally mentally unwell. John Schindler, a security expert and whistleblower who now writes for the Daily Beast, has claimed that a senior EU official from an undisclosed country also inquired about impeachment proceedings, saying that the nation believes Obama is not fit for office. The wording indicates that the opinion is not that of a single person, but rather the whole government of whichever European country the diplomat is from. So this has made waves because Schindler is not basically just, you know, a kook on Twitter tweeting out some speculation. He's a former US Naval War College lecturer and is known to have many high-level military and government contacts. So this is somebody in a position to be fed extremely credible information. And it's not the first time that there's been speculation over Obama's mental health. Last year, psychologist Dr. Gina Loden told Lou Dobbs that Obama's behavior suggests he's not sane. Here's the clip.
Some of his behavior seems irrational to me. It seems beyond that of just a typical narcissistic, arrogant, sort of I'm a leader of a big country and I feel tyrannical at the moment kind of attitude. It really seems to me like this president is demonstrating behavior that is not only anti-American, but irrational and erratic and perhaps not exactly what we might want to deem sane.
Now, this question over Obama's mental stability has been one that's been percolating for some time. And here's John Baum with a special report on how several other analysts have also scrutinized Obama's sanity.
Sue him. Impeach him. Yeah. Really? Really? For what? I mean, think about that. You're gonna use taxpayer money to sue me for doing my job. While you don't do your job.
President Obama's questionable sanity is now not just being noticed by mental health professionals.
Some of his behavior seems irrational to me. It seems beyond that of just a typical narcissistic, arrogant sort of I'm a leader of a big country and I feel tyrannical at the moment kind of attitude. Demonstrating behavior that is not only anti-American, but irrational and erratic and perhaps not exactly what we might want to deem sane.
Or political activist and former presidential nominee Lyndon LaRouche.
If you move this president, Obama, out of office on the basis of his charge that he's insane, that's under the 25th Amendment, Section 4, he qualifies for expulsion from the presidency on the basis of that.
Or best-selling author and former U.S. State Department official Steve Pachenik.
Obama, the minute he talks about his conspiracy theory or silliness or whatever he wants to say, then what happens is it repercusses back to him and it opens up his own narcissistic vulnerability, which is a fancy way of saying, listen, the more you pump yourself up, stupid, the more you're going to be vulnerable to the American public asking questions of what did you do in Chicago when you were growing up? While you were married, before you're married, before you were educated, what kind of education did you really have? Let's look at really what you did, because the more stupid things you say and you do to the American public, the more vulnerable you become. And go ask Axelrod, who's not the brightest guy in the world, and ask your own heads of national intelligence who remain there because they get pensions and they get double pensions. These are not the same guys from the 90s and 80s worked for Bush and Reagan who really sacrificed their lives. These are guys who earn their pensions, remain there, and really have never been in the outside world. So I want this president to keep on attacking me and you and the American public to come out with more and more stupidity, because underneath it all, he's not just a liar. He knows he's a sociopath. He knows that from the day he was born, he's a sociopath. You don't get to be president of the United States unless you want to manipulate, deceive, and lie. But this is not a man who's basically all that bright, in the same way Condoleezza was not very bright. We know Bush Jr. was stupid. Clinton was very bright, but he's a bright liar. This man is not even a bright liar.
But now an entire country has voiced its concern. John Schindler, a security expert and whistleblower who now writes for the Daily Beast, has claimed that a senior EU official from an undisclosed country also inquired about the impeachment proceedings, saying that the nation believes Obama is not fit for office. Schindler tweeted out the revelation Monday. It read, "Had a senior EU diplomat, old friend, ask me today, how does your impeachment work? My government believes Obama is quite mentally unwell." In fact, the submissive, domesticated Obama supporters at this point have to be suffering varying degrees of psychosis. You would have to be delusional to ignore Obama's shrouded upbringing by communist Muslims, his former identity as Barry Sotero, an Indonesian foreign exchange student with confidential college records that rose to prominence, traversing Marxist socialist circles, catapulted into the political landscape due to funds provided by shadowy foreign backers and New World Order strategist George Soros. President Obama has now shown almost all of the cards in his hand after decimating the U.S. military, aiding and abetting the assault of the U.S. Constitution, increasing our national debt, creating a mandatory health care tax to destroy the middle class, engaging in divide-and-conquer leadership, and overseeing the policies and trade deals that serve as a Trojan horse for an emerging corporocratic global government. You would have to be mentally ill to oppose prosperity. Humanity has an unlimited potential, massively overshadowing the potential of the New World Order beast's technocratic eugenics plan. Our sovereign individual national identities have to be maintained and developed. It is only through this method of human innovation that all of our greatest and sanest achievements have been obtained. John Bound for Infowars.com.
respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing and they're arresting me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in the community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He came, he saw, he died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Ms. Youth, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I might as well just...
Show your disapproval for Hillary Clinton. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt today at the InfoWars store. Hurry up, because these things are selling out faster than Hillary Clinton.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
We are back on InfoWars Nightly News, and Louder with Crowder is reporting university reverses gender-neutral bathroom experiment. Gender-neutral bathrooms, they're all the politically correct rage. Or not, as this case shows. Local school boards across the US continue to reject the idea of bathroom swapping, and now a university which had previously embraced the concept has closed its gender-neutral bathroom doors for good. In a shocking discovery, the University of Toronto recently found that allowing gender-neutral bathrooms increased the rate of voyeurism, or to use the more common English, peeping, also known as being a sicko and a pervert. Because what they found, not very surprising, is that allowing young men with raging hormones to use the same bathroom as young women is not a good idea. So basically they had this experiment, you know, in the name of sensitivity and progressivism towards transgender people to allow men to use female bathrooms and vice versa. All that ended up happening was literally the men would go in, stand on the stalls with their cell phone cameras and start taking videos of naked women as they showered. Again, all in the name of cultural sensitivity. So it completely backfired. But not a word of complaint from feminists. Of course, we have them pushing this mantra over and over again, whining about a college campus rape culture that doesn't exist. They claim that one in five college girls are victims of rape. It turns out that they're less likely to be raped than the general female population outside of college. But now with this policy, again, to appease cultural sensitivities to be politically correct, they're basically allowing men to film naked women. Because again, it's all about the oppression Olympics. You know, transgender sensitivities rank higher than actually protecting women from perverts. So that's the way it's going to stay. And they've indicated that even though this has been a complete failure and that it's resulted in voyeurism, that it's resulted in men claiming that they feel like females for that particular day, going in and literally trying to get nudes on their cell phones, that they may indeed continue with this policy because it's more important to be politically correct than to actually protect women from perverts. Again, completely ludicrous, but all in the name of PC. Rushdie warns of new dangers to free speech in the West. This is out of Yahoo News. Violence against writers and a misplaced sense of political correctness pose new dangers to freedom of speech in the West, writer Salman Rushdie said on Tuesday. Rushdie, the subject of an Iranian death threat in 1989 for his book The Satanic Verses, which was deemed blasphemous by many Muslims, said he had not expected freedom of expression to come under attack again to this extent in the Western world. And this is the key quote. Listen to what he said about universities. Quote, "The idea that students should not be intellectually challenged at universities is exactly why we should fight." So again, he's calling out universities for imposing, you know, safe spaces, trigger warnings in literature, literally trying to protect students who should go to universities to have free vigorous and open debate, have their ideas challenged, propose their own ideas, and expect them to be challenged. They're now being protected, again, all in the name of political correctness. Trigger warnings, safe spaces where they can literally hide away and know and be guaranteed that their ideas won't be challenged. Manchester University recently had an event called Does Feminism Have a Problem with Free Speech? Before the event began, they banned both an anti-feminist and a feminist from taking part in that debate, a debate about questioning whether feminism has a problem with censorship. So again, complete hypocrisy, and it goes down, it drills to the heart of the matter, which is what I've made a video about. Classical liberals are horrified by the damage that progressivism has done to the left, which is why we see a backlash, which is cultural libertarianism, and that is why it's resonating so powerfully with many classical liberals, because they defend classical liberal principles of free speech. You don't have to agree with somebody's political stance, but you have to tolerate their right to make that argument and your right to strike back with your own ideas. And in fact, Edward Snowden came out last night with a tweet which has offended all the social justice warriors, basically, again, challenging these universities that have banned free speech. Again, in Manchester, an event called Does Feminism Have a Problem with Censorship? The first thing they did, the very first thing they did, was ban two people, one of which was a feminist called Julie Bindle. Now, this is a woman that writes for The Guardian. She's been on national television a number of times. She, in an interview recently, said that all men should be put in concentration camps and that anyone else could be given visitation rights to see them in those concentration camps. Again, a completely ludicrous idea, but I agree that she should have the right to say such things. They banned her because she doesn't agree with this transgender rights push. And then on the other side, they had an anti-feminist, Milo Yiannopoulos, who has been controversial, you know, as this gay conservative Christian, again, being a critic of feminism. So cultural libertarianism is rising, and this is why, because feminism has a big problem with censorship. Here's my video on that subject.
The next great battle in defending the principles of freedom and true individuality won't be fought against authoritarianism emanating from the state. It will be fought against authoritarians imposing their dogma through culture. This is a culture war.
Shit just got real.
And the more progressivism demands absolute obedience to its doctrine, the more regressive it reveals itself to be. Progressivism is the new Puritanism, and that's why many traditional left-wingers are abandoning it in droves. Throughout history, society has persecuted, maligned, and silenced truth-tellers. Those who dared challenge the consensus faced oppression from the state. But modern-day persecution takes different forms. Prime amongst them is peer pressure and ostracism. Given their natural proclivity for intolerance, progressives are more likely to socially shun anyone who doesn't parrot their rhetoric. Amongst younger generations, this has functioned as an efficient means of ensuring that libertarian and conservative perspectives on the major social issues of our time remain on the fringes. Somehow we've been browbeaten into thinking that challenging the progressive consensus on any issue will leave us estranged, alienated, and miserable. Even though the facts show that liberals are unhappier, poorer, and despite their obsession with virtue signalling, far stingier than conservatives when it comes to donating to charity.
I'm triggered.
But the progressive establishment has a problem, because contrarianism is becoming cool once again. Politically, we've shifted to the left to such a degree that the hunger for non-conformist thought and opinion is raging.
I want the truth!
And whether you agree with him or not, that's why Trump has become so popular.
And it only makes common sense.
That's why third wave feminism is cratering, while a movement that has come to be known as cultural libertarianism is soaring. Fewer and fewer people are resonating with the progressive mantra. People are sick to the back teeth of being told what to think. They're tired of progressives telling them what to feel about absolutely everything. What opinions they need to adopt to earn social brownie points from their trendy liberal friends. They've had it with the unbridled imposition of political correctness and cultural relativism by the thought police. Classical liberals are now so horrified by what the modern left has become that they're no longer comfortable describing themselves as left-wing.
We are just constantly hounded by the politically correct assholes out there who want to turn this country into a place that I don't want to live in.
They've had enough of progressives resorting to censorship and authoritarianism to shut down debate. Progressivism is a movement which depends on the deliberate obfuscation of facts and objective reality for survival. But in so doing, progressivism has revealed its true face, a wasteland of enforced cult-like dogmas, allied with ruthless intellectual intolerance and the elimination of all dissent. But a new social movement is rising, an intellectually honest revolt, which places at its core a renewed reverence for objective reality. A movement which rejects the failed tenets of postmodernism.
I'm a human being, God damn it! My life has value!
A movement which repudiates the pseudo-intellectual notion that there is no objective truth. Conservatism is the new counter-culture, and it's now poised to banish progressivism to the ash heap of history.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary for President!
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Well, of course, last night we had the first Democratic presidential debate, labelled boring by Donald Trump. If you didn't have the attention span to watch the whole thing, we've put together this highlights package. Let's take a look.
The first is the issue of who should be kept from having guns and using firearms. And we have done not a good job on that. A lot of them are criminals, and a lot of the people who are getting killed are members of gangs inside our urban areas. And a lot of them are mentally incapacitated. Mm-hmm. In the shooting in Virginia Tech in 07, this individual had received medical care for mental illness from three different professionals who were not allowed to share the information. So we do need background checks.
We don't want to inject psychotropics on drugs from big pharmaceuticals
away from them. But we have to respect the tradition in this country of people who want to defend themselves and their family from violence. And there are, people are going back and forth here for 10 minutes here. You know, there are people at high levels in this government who have bodyguards.
24 hours.
Hey, a day, whoa, someone's actually going to say something.
Good for you, Jim.
Does not have that.
Hashtag disarm Obama.
Their family.
Senator Governor.
Whoa, that's gutsy. That's gutsy to say that in a Democrat debate.
Yes, sir.
Hashtag disarm Obama.
That's like Ron Paul telling the Republicans, don't start another war and getting food.
Senator Sanders, let's talk about income inequality.
Why? If you're going to talk about criminal justice reform, why don't you talk about making the government obey our due process? And that's not just the drug war. That's all the regulatory agencies. Let's to ignore our presumption of innocence.
Bush left office. We were losing 800.
Well, Hillary said we need to listen to Obama's UN agenda on policing. So.
Yeah.
On this issue. But the world's financial
crisis. That's what we're gonna get good and hard.
World's financial markets.
The global.
Collapse. That's where we were. Are we better off?
Nationalized
today
police
Absolutely.
Force.
But. The truth is that for the last 40 years...
We've got bigger bubbles now. We're ready for more bubbles.
Disappearing. And in my view, what we need to do is create millions of jobs...
That was actually Bernie Sanders.
...by building our public infrastructure, raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour...
Yeah, that'll solve everything. Hey, why stop at 15? I want to be really rich. Let's make it $50 an hour. Then we'll all be rich.
Which I hate this whole argument of raising minimum wage.
What an idiot.
In this country tuition.
I see, the thing is, Republicans won't fight against it. They'll just say, no, don't go that high. And it's like, hey, just have the Federal Reserve print more money and we'll all be wealthy. That's the naivete of the American public, and they can get away with that time and time again. You don't make yourself rich by printing pieces of paper and giving everybody a raise. It just, everybody has to pay more for everything else. It's just that simple. We've been down this road before. Why should the government be telling us how much we can pay each other? That ought to be something that's decided voluntarily. And of course, if we didn't have a few corporations that had absolute control of the government in terms of regulations and everything else, establishing barriers for competition, then we would have a free market. That's what we don't have here. We haven't tried a free market in this country for a long time.
It hasn't been this bad since the 1920s. But if you look at the...
They're not going to bring in open borders and talk about how we've exported jobs and imported workers. All the jobs have gone to foreign workers, both legal and illegal immigrants.
That's why we need to have a Democrat.
She just said the economy does better when you have a Democrat in the White House.
Oh, yeah.
She said, if it hasn't been this bad since the 1920s, I know.
And I actually did them in our state.
Yeah, she's around then, right?
But we need a Democrat to screw it up even further.
I respect the passion and intensity. I represented Wall Street as a senator from New York, and I went to Wall Street in December of 2007 before the big crash that we had, and I basically said, cut it out. Quit foreclosing on homes.
If you don't stop doing that, I'm not going to take money from you, Goldman Sachs.
Cut it out, guys.
I'm going to refuse to take that money if you don't stop this.
I have thought deeply and long about what we're
going to
do.
Oh, look at CNN money.
Exactly what I think both the senator and the governor want.
That's bad, okay? Now.
Cut it out.
And my
guys just stop it now, eh?
Have the potential of actually sending the executives to jail. Nobody went to jail after $100 billion.
You want to talk about someone going to jail, woman?
And
I know
nobody went to jail in the Obama administration that you're part of, even when they were laundering money for drug cartels. They gave them their own private window at the Sinaloa cartel, El Chapo. They gave him his own private window. Nobody went to jail.
Bernie Sabin,
you do not. Governor Chafee, you've attacked Secretary Clinton for being too close to Wall Street banks. In 1999, you voted for the very bill that made banks bigger.
The Glass-Steagall was my very first vote. I just arrived. My dad had died in office. I was appointed to the office. It was my very first vote.
Are you saying
my
you didn't know what died. You were voting for?
I just arrived the Senate.
Oh, you didn't know what you were voting for?
I didn't know what I was doing.
None of them read the bills. They have to pass them to find out what's in it.
Dude, I was drunk at the time I voted for that bill.
Yeah. You
know? My dad just died, and I didn't know what I was doing.
There's a cockroach on the ground.
I just arrived. I've been mayor of my city.
All right, we're good. We got it.
Appointed by the governor.
Our choices.
There's the cockroach.
90-5.
It's still there. It's still alive.
Well, let me just say about income inequality. We've had a lot of talk over the last few minutes, hours, or tens of minutes, but no one's saying how we're going to fix it. And it all starts with the tax cuts that favor the wealthy.
That's not a hard choice.
Tax code. And 0.6% of Americans are at the top echelon of 464,000.
That's awesome.
That was pretty sexist.
They generate.
I got to say that Lincoln Chaffee is one of the weakest presidential candidates I've ever seen in my life.
A lot more this money to be had from really this pathetic.
I know he had less than 1%. I guess they just had to
back into the tax bracket, and that'll generate 40.
Make it a little bit more exciting.
The middle class hard-earning American. I think it's to make Hillary look good.
Sanders, let's talk about income inequality.
Why? If you're going to talk about criminal justice reform, why don't you talk about making the government obey our due process? And that's not just the drug war. That's all the regulatory agencies who ignore our presumption of innocence.
Left office. We were losing 800.
Well, Hillary said we need to listen to Obama's UN agenda on policing. So.
Yeah.
On this issue. But the world's financial crisis, the global markets system was on the verge of collapse. That's where we were. Are we better off
nationalized
today than we were then?
Police
Absolutely.
Force.
But the truth is that for the last 40
years... We've got bigger bubbles now. We're ready for more bubbles.
Disappearing. And in my view, what we need to do is create millions of jobs.
That was actually Bernie Sanders.
Building up public infrastructure, raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Yeah, that'll solve everything. Hey, why stop at 15? I want to be really rich. Let's make it $50 an hour. Then we'll all be rich.
Which I hate this whole argument of raising minimum wage.
What an idiot.
In this country to
I see, the thing is, Republicans won't fight against it. They'll just say, no, no, don't go that high. And it's like, hey, just have the Federal Reserve print more money and we'll all be wealthy. That's the naivete of the American public, and they can get away with that time and time again. Yeah, don't make yourself rich by printing pieces of paper and giving everybody a raise. It just, everybody has to pay more for everything else. It's just that simple. We've been down this road before. Why should the government be telling us how much we can pay each other? That ought to be something that's decided voluntarily. And of course, if we didn't have a few corporations that had control, absolute control of the government in terms of regulations and everything else, establishing barriers for competition, then we would have a free market. That's the, what we don't have here. We haven't tried a free market in this country for a long time.
It hasn't been this bad since the 1900s.
So these are about hard choices.
Hard choices.
These are about hard choices.
So that something like Benghazi wouldn't happen again. There were already seven committee reports about what to do. So I think it's pretty clear what they're obvious goal is, but I'll be there. I'll answer their questions.
Well, you know, people have gone to jail. People have been fired. All kinds of consequences for doing far less than she did with secure emails. But, of course, she gets a pass.
Let's not worry about all the times I've lied. Let's get down to the fact that I need to be in the White House.
Let's not worry about how I skirted the law and funneled money into my slush fund.
And that is that the American
this is not a hard choice.
Tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too. Me too.
You know, quite frankly, I am too. I think the Republicans need to put up or shut up. We know that they're not really going to ever do anything with this. We know that this is simply about scoring cheap political points. It's not about putting her in jail when she should be put in jail or impeaching Obama or putting Eric Holder in jail. They don't ever do that. They simply hold these show hearings to try to score political points, and everybody's onto them, and it's backfiring on them at this point.
These two keep setting each other up, and then the other one knocks it out of the park.
That's going to wrap it up for tonight's edition of InfoWars Nightly News. And remember, if you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv, where you get a whole bunch more exclusive content. And of course, you support this broadcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. I've been your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night, 7 p.m. for the InfoWars Nightly News.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.